Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Man Up. We're live. We're back.
We are back.
We are back.
Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
There you go. We're finally all back together, and it hasn't been easy trying to gather this group up.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
I was in the desert last month.
I don't know if we want to call ourselves a band, but we're back together.
That's right. We're reunited. Well, of course, last month was the debate, so that wasn't happening.
Is that what that was, a debate?
Yeah, we should have set up a small TV.
Welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Bott. And, yeah, okay, but let's just talk about that because, you know, it was last month, but none of us were here. You know what? Do you think that the Democrats knew how bad a shape he was in and they threw him out there to the lions?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew beforehand.
I mean, how could they
know? They knew. That's all part of the plan, man.
It was a plan then to take away the 14 million votes that he got in all the primaries so they can then vote early to give to Harris.
Yeah, well,
which is what they're talking about now.
Because Trump's a threat to democracy.
Yeah, and that's their version of democracy.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going to win. Let's get somebody else. Oh, we're not winning. Let's get somebody else.
Even though 14 million people voted for him, and he was, you know, he had all the delegates and all this, and let's just throw him to the wolves in front of everybody.
Oh, I felt bad for the old dude, man. Yeah, I really did. I was like. I mean, I never thought I'd say it in my life, but I'm like, oh, let's just let it end. I don't know.
I can't feel bad for him. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Well, so now we have, it looks like we're going to have Kamala.
Oh, my. Anybody.
For a short minute.
Anybody, yeah. So it looks like she can't win, and who will we get? You know?
Well, I noticed on her short list for VP is Mayor Pete.
Oh, well, hey, that's cool.
What about this guy out of Arizona, Mark Allen? Is that his name?
Yeah, the one
who's married to Gabby Gifford, the one that was shot?
Yeah.
He is a total against the Second Amendment and all these other things. And, I mean, he is violently opposed to the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, good. If that's who you pick, try to explain that one.
Well, you know, unfortunately, there are. You know what I learned between our last show and this one was, it shocked me, was only 20% of Californians own a firearm anyway. 20%. Must be everybody in Shasta County.
Yeah, but 20% of how many million?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, that's not very many.
But how many people vote Republican anyway in California? 30%?
Yeah, probably.
Now, in Shasta County, if you own just 3 handguns and 4 rifles, including 1 semi-automatic, you're a Democrat.
Yeah, junior varsity.
Yeah. Junior varsity,
But you're still a Democrat, and you own that many guns in Shasta County.
Yeah, I didn't know they sold safes in Shasta County that were under 20 gun safes.
Yeah.
At a dinner one night.
They just won't sell.
I was at a dinner one night, and this lady says, I just don't know why you have to have these semi-automatic rifles. And her husband looks across the table and says, I have one.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one. And, the rest of the night, we were just giggling over that one.
Absolutely.
She had a frown on her face, of course, the rest of the night.
Well, no, I mean, she just was just surprised that.
Could you imagine when they got home and she kind of gave him the riot act?
Well,
why didn't you tell me you had that gun?
What do you have that for?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. What you been doing? Perry, what have you been doing? It's been it seems like forever.
It's been a bit. I've been on the road a lot. Been to Idaho, Montana, Wyoming. I think I'm a Utah resident now. I've been there like 5 times this summer. been to Montana and Wyoming twice.
I was wondering about the minivan you pulled up in. Everybody in Utah's got a minivan.
Yeah, it's got Big Sky Country written all over it.
But I'll tell you what, the best trip we had, we went back to look at some property in Wyoming, and we were on the same day, July 6th, at the same exact time. It was 119 in Redding.
Yep.
We were in the Bighorn Mountains, and it was raining and 45 degrees.
Wow.
I ain't crazy about that either.
Yeah.
If you told me it was like 68 and no rain. Yeah, okay, I can live with that.
It rapidly went from like 80 And we just watched the temperature drop, and then we're like, wow, that's half of what it is in Redding. And then it got lower than that even. You know? And of course, it was a squall that went through. And, you know, even in Sheridan, Wyoming, it was up to 100 degrees while we were there, and they blamed us for bringing it.
Yeah, really.
It follows us if nowhere, no matter where you go. So what did you think about the assassination attempt?
Oh, man. I'm here to tell you, it's the only time in my life that I said, thank goodness for poor marksmanship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, we're talking about a half an inch, right?
Well,
I mean, we're talking about.
He moved his head. If he hadn't moved his head.
At the last minute.
At the last second.
At the last second. Yeah. It was nuts.
I'm surprised that there was less collateral damage with him getting off eight rounds with the crowd behind him, you know?
You know, the whole timeline is strange. And, you know, of course, the Secret Service director resigned.
Oh, man.
As she should, because it wasn't just the fact. Well, but we know in the military, you get somebody in your unit that screws up bad. The commander usually takes it in the neck.
It's the commander who goes.
The
because
commander
it's the commander's
goes.
Fault. The commander's responsible for
so,
that.
That should be Mayorkas.
No.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole group, well, as far as I'm concerned.
The guy that appointed her quit, Biden.
Yeah, so. He quit too, so I guess.
Before he could fire her.
They quit all the way up to the top.
You know, you and I have been in Overwatch positions before.
Oh, yeah.
And to have a roof with a
not
straight
covered.
Line shot to the president. And knowing that there, because you know that their comms are going crazy, we got a suspicious person around here, that they're not out. I mean, you know, literally with a scope on the roof or somebody there with binos looking.
Well,
at
I'm here
it.
To tell you, there should have been a counter sniper on that roof. Why not?
Yeah. Well, they said there was a law enforcement officer that went up on the roof and it got so hot or got too hot and
really?
He came off it
because
it was too
horrible.
Hot. Hmm. I mean, I read that. But again, there's so much BS we're seeing.
There's just no.
But still, in an Overwatch position, you're looking at any spot that can hurt your Marines or your,
right,
or your soldiers.
Sure.
Right,
absolutely.
There. And if you've been watching it, as soon as the guy climbed up on the roof with a rifle, he wouldn't have made it more than 5 feet up the roof before he was gone.
Yeah.
And that would have been a shot and just said, hey, we had a guy on a, and then it would have still been almost as bad is how did this guy get up there and how come nobody, I mean, the whole thing broke.
The whole
down.
Thing was broken. From the beginning to the end, it was broken. You know, there's a whole bunch of this that's worse, that's bad news that we don't know yet.
Oh, no.
They're not telling us. They only tell us what they want us to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They want to put this in the news cycle, get it gone, and move on with, you know, the coronation of Kamala and all that. That's what they want to get on to. They don't want to talk about this anymore because this is really, really bad. I mean, you know, I always say, nobody finds out who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. Well, the tide has gone out on the Secret Service.
And, right? And everybody's swimming naked.
Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the day, you have to understand that they are an agency with probably, I mean, they're, besides the Department of Defense, they are entrusted to protect the highest ranking people in our country. That's their business. That's all they do. Every single day, that's what they do. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a gun instructor. Their gun handling was atrocious.
I have to say it, since everybody else has, and you've seen memes now forever since it
happened. The reholstering.
That's horrible.
The woman trying to get, the Secret Service agent trying to get the pistol back into her holster.
Hey, I have failed people in class just for that.
Well, it looked like
she's palming the thing. It's palmed. She's got three fingers on one side, two on the other. She has no idea where it's supposed to go. I mean,
I think she was left-handed and had a right-handed weapon.
Well, it's kind of how she acted. It was horrible.
Left-handed with the right-handed holster. That's what it was. Oh, somebody shifted my holster around.
It was just horrible.
If you've seen the memes and the reels since then, I swear, if it wasn't so tragic, you're laughing.
The only thing that I have to say is those people that were on the stage did jump right on Trump. They got in
there and
did what they're supposed to, but they just weren't capable, tall enough, I should say, to protect them.
And that's what they said. You get a tall president. You need tall agents so that when their hands and arms go up, they can surround them. They're there to take a bullet. They've got to get in a circle around so they can get him off. Because, you know, if there had been another shooter, that had started, he would have taken out a couple of Secret Service agents. But if you're only 5'4", and you've got your hands up, you're leaving the whole chest there open. So,
but you know, they never thought about that. They don't think about it.
No.
You know, they just don't think about it. And when they fill these positions, they're filling them halfway on hope. Well, I hope nothing happens.
Yeah.
Because she's not tall enough to do anything, right? You've got to fill those positions with people who can do that.
That did kind of put a dent in DEI, huh?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we know how I feel about DEI. You know, you just know how I feel about it. It's just a ridiculous idea that you do that.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. And we're just sipping some Iron Root Harbinger that we've had for a year.
We got to thank Pat Karch for this.
Thank you very much,
brought it back.
Texas bourbon, number one, bourbon. What, 3 years ago, number one in the nation?
Something like that. World Whiskey Awards, world's best bourbon.
Yeah, very good.
We got a little horse soldier here.
Oh, we'll get that next. Yeah.
And it doesn't suck either.
No.
All right, we'll be right back.
To that home out on the range, they got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Yeah, welcome back to Man Up with Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, and Carl Bott. The band is back together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got big news. Besides just the regular big news, this is even bigger news. Just got it in emails, and Ted, it's all yours.
Big League Dreams is closed down. Looks
they're,
like the city lost
down.
Control of it. Yeah, you know, the contractor out there, Big League Dreams, they have more than one property across the West. You
yep.
know, they've got all these
yep.
all these properties, and Big League Dreams was supposed to be running it. And, I, you know, of course, it's supposed to show a profit, and they just got a whole bunch of money, it seems like, to do some upgrades to it. I don't know where they did the upgrades,
well,
didn't
Kim
I'm not,
Niemer,
I'm not,
Kim
I'm
Niemer,
not sure.
I was there at the city council meeting, and they were going to put all this money into it, and the city council, somebody in the city council said, well, who's going to oversee this? And Kim Niemer said, I will. Mm-hmm. Well, then Kim retired, and so one good question is, did that money go into it, or did it go to the Big League Dream guys? And two, where was it fixed or upgraded? And three, what happens now to all the people that are using it on a weekly basis, like the
Me?
Hockey team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm there three nights a week. I mean, we've got probably 100 players there that come in and pay their $100. I pay $200 every 10 weeks to play, plus I pay $10 a week every time I come in, right? They charge me to get in. I'm not really sure because we're kind of – as a player, we're low on a totem pole, right?
Yeah,
we just
yeah.
buy our gear and show up and play. So, but you would think that this would not be a surprise to the city. You would think that they would know.
Well, maybe
I would
know.
Hope.
They just announced it. But
yeah, it just came out today that they closed it down. So here's the thing, though, we need to remember is, you know, a healthy city is a city that has recreational opportunities for its residents, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we teach kids to compete there. We teach kids how to be good sportsmen there. We teach sportsmen there. We teach kids how to win and lose there. That's where we teach our kids what the world is about is through sports. And I go there three nights a week, like I said, and I see those kids playing mm-hmm. hockey. They're playing baseball. The
soccer,
adults are playing
you know.
Softball. They play indoor soccer there. I mean, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the city we'll take a look at the facility, figure out how to get the money, and then continue to run it, and maybe even upgrade it, because it does need some upgrades. I can tell you this, the hockey facility has needed to be upgraded since I've been there, but we've never got any money to do it, so we just keep patching it together and playing on it. I can tell you that there need to be profit, and they were taking the profit off the top and hoping for the best.
Well, bottom line is I totally agree with you about sporting opportunities. And, you know, the same thing happened with the soccer field. They didn't keep up their soccer field. They were supposed to be putting money into a fund for maintenance, and they didn't do it. And the city ends up taking $2.5 million out of REU, but promised to pay it back, and then a year later voted not to pay it back to REU. So they took, you know, because it hadn't been laid right, from what I understand, you know, that and the field hadn't been put in right. I was told that by somebody in the city. So here it was coming apart. So they spent $2.5 million to totally redo it so the kids could play soccer. Well, who's maintaining it now? And is it the city? And so now we just had the other very large facility that thousands of people go to every year.
Oh, yeah.
It's closing down.
Well, you can bet if the city's going to vote on it, it'll be 3-2.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
one way or the other.
We
juggernaut.
Anyway, that it just boggles my mind that happened. I know so many people that go out there and, you know, they recreate out there. And if we have an aging population, it's important that those people move, right? I'm aging, right? So it's important that I move. It's important that we move. It's for health. It maintains a healthy population. And, you know, they're going to say, well, there are other things to do. Yeah. No, not like Big League Dreams. I mean, they've got the softball fields out there, which are really nice. They've got a really nice baseball field out there. The, indoor pavilion where they play hockey. And so here's what they do there. The kids play roller hockey there, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then adults play Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. They play indoor soccer on Thursday. So this thing is being used quite a bit. And if it doesn't make money, okay, but it's got to be close to breaking even. So it should not take that much money. Now I'm talking out a little bit out of school here because this isn't, I don't know, but shouldn't take that much money for them to take that over and to continue to run it and maybe even do a better job than the corporation that was trying to make some money off it already.
Let's go back to the Civic Auditorium that the city ran and was losing $1 million a year on. The only good thing that happened there was is that Advanced Reading took it over and saved the city $1 million, so it's caused some other problems. But they saved the city because the city obviously couldn't run the Civic Auditorium and keep a profit and try and keep the stuff going. So the question is, can the city, through the Parks Department, do they have the expertise to take on this project and make money on it?
Well, here's the way I look at it.
Or at least pay the bills. I mean,
there are enough people at the city who make an executive wage that they ought to be able to sit down and figure this out.
You would think.
It's four fields and an indoor pavilion, and a bar and a snack bar. That's it.
And people want to be there.
Yeah. Right? Now,
and they must lease out the bar to somebody, or does that come under?
I'm sure someone
city or Big League Dreams.
I think it's Big League Dreams. Yeah. So that means they got that liquor license sitting there still.
Yeah.
And you know, I've always said, well, they could do a whole bunch more here than what they're doing. But then again, not my business, right? I show up and have a beer and play hockey and do what I'm going to do there. But I really, really, and before that, starting clear back in you know the mid 2000 teens, I played softball there. And I played softball there for seasons and seasons. And it's just a good, solid family thing to do. And now you can kind of check it off the block as, well, that's gone. Now what? You know, now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, no, I agree. You know, something like that that serves thousands of people. So that puts the city in a weird position.
Yeah.
And I think they've known about it for a while. That would be a question. So what are you doing to mitigate the concerns of so many thousand people that use it? All those softball teams, all those baseball teams, now they've got, you know, that play out there, the hockey. This is the only place y'all can play hockey.
That's
isn't it.
It's all the only place we've got.
Is
and by the way, we're
Mojo,
halfway through a season.
Is Mojo skating rink? Can you play in there? Is it too small?
I think, well, it doesn't, it's not set up for it because we've got to have glass, you know, glass walls around
right.
it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to have half walls and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they could refit it, but. You know,
why would he do that?
Yeah, why would he? He's already making money on his.
And why should he have to when you have a facility ready for it?
Although it's not, I don't think Mojo's skating rink is open in the evening, so you know they could do it that way. But let's just go back to the very beginning. My last point is Monday night, Board of Supervisors. City Council chambers, 5:15 p.m. If you're a player at Big League Dreams, we're all going, right? We're going. Everyone's going to wear their jersey. Everybody wears a jersey, a sweater, whatever you want to call it out there. Everybody wears that. So we're all going to wear our top and
your team colors.
Our team colors, and we're going to go and
ride up on Harley's.
Standing room only. Yeah, probably standing room only. And,
peaceful protest.
Yeah, and we're just going to tell them, look, I know it's going to be, I know it's going to cost money, but things cost money.
Yeah,
right. I mean, but when I put solar on my house, it was $15 a month to get my electricity delivered. Now it's $30 a month. So something, you know,
hear that.
They are slowly but surely adding to
and
that every month.
If you don't like the answers, everybody lays down in peaceful protest,
oh,
and they have to carry 200 people out instead of one.
Yeah. That's the Board of Supervisors, yeah. Hey, and a lot of them are big 200-pounders like me, so, you know, good luck.
You know, maybe what they need to do is when, like you said, all these folks that get in executive ways,
sure.
When something like this,
hold
when a community project goes bad, they get a wage freeze. They're suspended. Their wages are suspended till it's fixed. How's that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how the Army would do it.
It gets fixed in a hurry.
That's how the Army would do it.
What if
you're
guiding somebody and they don't get a pig? Do you not get paid?
No,
I get paid.
You still get paid.
Yeah.
So I look at it like that.
That's
true. Even if the guy shoots four times from 60 yards away and he still doesn't hit the pig, at least he gave you the rifle.
Well, sometimes they throw their rifle, but, you know, it's still in pretty good shape when they give it to us.
Yeah. But I still consider it a failure if someone doesn't get one, right?
So, oh, sure, yeah.
Which is why we went out. How many times did we go out?
As many as it took.
Yeah, that's exactly
And I got to watch Perry run down the road and leap and yell as he was leaping through the air.
See, I could
shoot! Shoot!
No, he laid down after he left.
Yeah,
see, I was fast, though. I could be a Secret Service guy.
Yeah, you were quick, man.
Well,
damn, look at Perry go.
I just saw dodging
bullets.
I just saw an advertisement. They were looking for Secret Service personnel that could traverse a 3-degree roof. And it showed different people working on roofs and saying, hey, you can get a job in the Secret Service. It's not too hard. Then it showed the cow walking across the sloped roof. And
it's nuts.
It's not funny, but the
meme, it's tragic.
Some of the reels afterwards were hilarious.
They just don't stop.
When she said it was too steep and it was a safety, how many times have we seen our snipers hanging off the sides of cliffs?
It had nothing to do with
the rope harness.
It had nothing to do with the roof. It had to do with they were just not. They were half stepping. They just were not doing their job. It's that simple, right?
It's simple. Obvious. I mean, okay, we got to take another break here. Hey, if you got a comment or anything, feel free to call us at 530-605-4567.
Yeah, even if you want to yell at us.
Just keep it clean. And
yell at us.
Yeah, go and yell at us. Call us.
You got the delete button in your lap there, Dave? Okay, yeah. Our producer today, Dave Wiley, and is doing, as usual, a great job. He's got the delete button in his lap. And are we getting any chat stuff in here? I didn't look at it. And we know how to delete that, too. Okay, we'll be right back.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turn that up a little bit,
please. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Perry Crimmins. We're back together again. The band's back together. We've been traveling everywhere. I was in Nevada last time. Perry, God knows where he was. Maybe Montana. He lives in Utah now.
Yeah.
No, nah, he's still.
I'm thinking so.
He still lives down the street from me.
Yeah.
And you know, we never know where Ted is.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. I don't
even
tell
when
people
Ted's
where I'm at.
Here, we don't know where Ted is.
I don't know.
I would say if you had a 50-50 chance of finding him at the gun range.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
yep,
you can find
true.
Me at the Reading Gun Club.
Some gun range in Northern California. You can just limit it.
Oh, that's true.
Reddit.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I go to Davis. And
okay, we talked about Big League Dreams going down the tubes. We talked about
Monday night, 5:15.
Yeah. So there's going to be a meeting Monday night. They're going to discuss about Big League Dreams, what should happen to it. Now, I was kind of like, they can't keep it up, and too bad. But you made a lot of good points, and that's why I'm going to make that. Hey, a lot of kids and adults use this area. Thousands during the year.
It's also part of the social structure of a community is where they congregate.
Yes.
And they congregate at places like this.
And maybe instead of building a new park or a new, you know, using money for bike lanes or something, maybe they should put some of that money into Big League Dreams. But the point is you got to have somebody to manage it that's not going to have what it just had. Runs it into the dirt. And obviously the Parks and Rec were not doing their job, in my opinion, of overseeing what was happening.
No,
there.
I mean, let's face it. If you're in the system long enough, that salary becomes an entitlement. And if nobody is watching and nobody's forcing you into excellence, you know, it's what time's lunch. That's what happens. I mean, you know, what time's lunch? You know, I want my contract arbitrated every year. I want good working hours. I want holidays off, and I want to make a ton of money. The rest of it, that's on you. I mean, really, it really is on you. So I got that.
I'm sorry, but how many times do you think it's going to take this Lincoln Navigator Aviator to park here parallel to
Lincoln? I thought it parked itself.
Well, obviously, he didn't. That's his third time. Anyway, okay, let's move on to Governor Newsom today. Made an announcement, sent out an executive order that says allows local governments to enforce laws related to illegal camping and homelessness. Governor Newsom issued an executive order today. It directs state agencies to move urgently to address dangerous encampments while supporting and assisting the individuals living in them and provide guidance for cities and counties to do the same.
Now what do you think caused that? What do you think caused that?
Well, the Supreme Court.
That's right. Don't take any credit for that, Governor Newsom. I know you want to, and the low-information voter will probably think that you're some sort of hero now, but
It did have it in here. It's because the Supreme Court, on a 63 vote, said the about the now it noted the effect of legal action injunctions that have prevented local officials from removing encampments, leaving officials without the tools or guidance necessary. So, bottom line on this is then, and I know the city's looking at it and the county is now, since the Supreme Court made that decision, if you have facilities that you can move people to that need help with drugs and alcohol and all that, which we do. Now we can go after those encampments and move them.
Well, I got to tell you this. As I travel, and you guys travel too, RPD has always done a pretty good job with that.
They have.
They have done a good job of at least keeping them contained in a few areas. As soon as they start to try to get out of those areas to the more, you know.
Brian Barger.
To the better areas.
Barger is doing a good job.
Yeah. The RPD, I have to give them full marks for that because – I'll notice they'll try to get under that Cypress Street Bridge or they'll try to get under the bridge on Hilltop there by Sportsman's Warehouse. And it's just a day or two and I'll be driving by and there's a cruiser parked right there and they are going through those people and we've
But they arrested some. I mean, they went through and issued 63 citations, arrested 10.
Warrants.
You know,
these people got warrants.
Took 15 shopping carts. They collected the shopping carts.
But here's what I took from that conversation is that they said they contacted well over 100 people. So say it was 125.
Yeah.
50% of them had warrants or
Sure.
Or needed a psychologist.
Why do you think they're homeless? You get a warrant, they come to your house and get you. Where do you go get a homeless person when they got a warrant? You got to go to the next city because they just move cities.
Yeah. And Newsom can't take credit for any of this because it started in Grants Pass.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it did. But and they overturned the Ninth Court, which is not surprising. But here's the thing is that we know of some of these camps are right along waterways.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got their own sewers running into our waterways, not counting the number of needles and everything you're finding out in these parks. So they can't camp there any longer. They don't have the right to. The Supreme Court has just said that. So it's going to be interesting to watch the next 6 months to see what happens.
As the state runs out of other people's money,
well, that's going to be interesting.
They are going to become meaner and meaner. And everyone's going to be like, well, what happened? What happened was you had tons of money from us. We're paying the bills. Now, all of a sudden, you're running out of money. So now, all of a sudden, you got to make all these decisions about all these people laying around the street that you're paying money to that should really be lacing up their boots every day with either a pencil in their hand or a hammer in their hand, one or the other. They can go to school to become better or they can go to work. But there is no more laying around doing nothing. And there's a certain amount of those people that are going to – they'll get up and move if you force them into it. But they're not going to do it as long as
you – our homeless problem, and one of the things we talked about – Matt Plummer was on our show today, and one of the things we talked about was homelessness, especially, you know, this new ruling. But when you spend $27 billion on homelessness and it just gets worse, I guess out of the four agencies where all most of the money went to, two of them were kind of keeping track. Two others – we're not keeping track of the money or if all the money they spent had any impact on homelessness.
Again, what time's lunch?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, $27 billion and it got worse. There is no accountability in government in many areas. Well, they hold us accountable, but yet there's no accountability for them.
The problem is, Carl, it's an industry. Well, you know what else is an industry? Crime. Crime is an industry. Nobody makes money when you got some dude locked up, but when you put him on the street, everybody makes money. Everybody gets money when you put him on the street.
They do.
Cops, they need more cops. The unions are making money. You're hiring more cops. You need more people in emergency rooms. You got all kinds of social services that are getting hired and making money. Now you've got nonprofits. The nonprofits need those people on the street because without them on the street, they're nothing. They have to go find a real job, right? So, it's an industry. So you make an industry out of homelessness, you get homelessness. You make an industry out of crime, you get crime. Well, you know, you can make an industry out of anything you want to, and no matter what you say about that industry, it's going to grow as long as you feed it. If you quit feeding it, it will dry up and go away. It's that simple. I mean, I don't care what you've made an industry, it will go away. You know, we have more.
When there's no profit in it, and
there is profit in it.
Oh, no. I said when there's no profit, and the and there's no reason to have that portion of it, it does go away.
Sure.
So, like you said, so if homelessness drops by 30%, you would expect these agencies to drop by 30%, but I wouldn't count on it.
Well, that way we could get our money back for big league dreams.
Yeah.
Think about that, right? I mean, that's really simplifying it, but it's true. It's just a system that, I mean, I don't care what it is. I mean, we have more attorneys in California than some countries do, right? That's because
we have more than all countries. We've made
an industry out of the justice system. The justice system is an industry. And, I mean, you know, it's standing room only in these courtrooms. You mean we got that many people out there breaking the law that we've got to have standing room only courtrooms? No, it's because it's an industry. Let's keep it rolling. Right, let's just keep the thing going and don't rock the boat, Ted. Don't rock it because you may end up in that courtroom if you talk long enough.
And it probably works kind of like the jury pool, you know, like when they're picking a jury, if you don't get picked by the end of the day, the rest of you just go home. So when those criminals, if they don't make it to the court, by the time the court session's over, he says, yo, the rest of you just go home.
Well, you know, Perry, you're laughing, but that's how it works.
Oh, I get it.
They jail them, and if they can't get them to a hearing soon enough, they have to let him go.
Yeah.
That's really one of our problems.
We had the deputy DA on this week, too.
Yeah.
Chief deputy DA, who looks like she could be extremely rough in a courtroom on somebody,
even though she's
a nice person. And I asked her about they're turning felons loose. She said, we've turned 22 felons loose since January 1st. because there wasn't a courtroom or a judge.
Right.
And so what does that mean? Well, it just means, just like you said, if they refuse, you know, any lawyer around here will not waive their right for that speedy trial. It's got to be within 60 days. And if they're not, if they can't get them into court in 60 days, no matter what the reason is, they get their case dismissed and they can't bring it back. So, you know, is it because we don't have enough judges? Is it because we don't have enough courtrooms? Is it because somebody's not doing the work they should be before that? She says every one of our there's only four judges that do these felony cases. And you get four felony cases going at one time. Some of them, which can go on for months. And then you've got vacations and all these things. But where we're at, though, is we're short two judges. And Governor Newsom isn't that quick to appoint, even though we got two new ones. But those were just taking the place of two that left, mm-hmm. that retired. So that's where we are. We don't have enough courtrooms and judges. And even if that's why that one guy that had like six felonies was able to walk. They can't bring the charges back.
Well, you know.
And he's walking the streets around here right now.
And he'll be back, but he'll probably get
back. Yeah, probably.
Again.
But
yeah. I mean, you know, it just boggles the mind. Let's just say it's a business, and it is a business, by the mm-hmm. way. Let's just say it's a business, and you don't have enough. You're not getting enough customers in the door to pay the light bill.
Yeah.
Do you just continue not paying the light bill, or do you expand your hours? Right? I mean, you think the solutions are out there. You just got
to
come up with them.
7 days a week.
You got to give yourself a chance to sell.
Yeah, if you work if you cut lumber at Sierra Pacific, they have shift work. You ever heard of night court?
Yeah.
How about that?
I wanted to volunteer to be the judge at night court.
Oh,
it seems
too
like
bad
that would be a lot of fun. Hey, we got to take a break. Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bott here on Man Up, and it's about, 6:45. Yeah. So we'll be back for our next segment.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every day. Time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Love that song, man.
I miss Toby Keith. Yeah. I mean, this isn't Toby Keith, but
it's like a Toby Keith song.
Yeah, it is.
It reminds me of Toby Keith.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Lighty, Perry Crummins, and Carl Bach. And
saving the world today.
Here,
We're saving the world today.
We've come up with one opinion
at a time.
Yeah, you know,
and it's free, and you know what that's worth.
You know, we talked about the DA's office. You need to fund the DA's office like you fund some of these other agencies that you have, you know, out there that we pay money into. Right, like REU and the rest of them, they need to be funded.
And RPD,
first off, the DA's office, law enforcement, and fire. You should just supercharge fund those people, right? That's the big deal in my mind. And of course, streets and roads is important, and everything is important on scale, right? But there are some things that are just not that we pay for that are just not as important as others, and they make a good wage. If you work for the government, it's getting to the point now where if you work for the government, that's like the last of the really good wages. And people know that.
Well, you get paid every 2 weeks. It always goes up.
Yeah.
And you got a retirement at the end of 20 or 30 years.
And a pretty good retirement. So there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
So, and I don't begrudge anybody that. I'm happy we have that workforce.
They do work for us. And the question was that for so long, city, county, and federal workers made less money than the people out in the, you know, in the civilian occupation.
Well, of course,
because
it was steady.
It was steady. They got a retirement and medical care. And over the years, it's changed. They're making more money. And not all of them, but enough of them.
It's because we could print money now. They print it at the top and send it down. It's true. If you just didn't give them the money, they couldn't do that. They couldn't inflate like they've inflated.
Yeah, but like, for instance, this homeless, if you're going to advance and supercharge your law enforcement, how can you think that you don't have to supercharge the prosecution behind it?
Oh, 100%.
You know? Yeah.
100%. I know that DA's office is worked way overworked.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, 22 felons because we can't get them into a courtroom because we can't get them a speedy trial. That's dangerous.
It is.
Those are people that are on the street living amongst us. Those are predators.
And there's a reason why that rule is there, because otherwise you could put somebody in jail and just hold them there for years.
Well, no, I'm not arguing that.
You're not arguing that, The fact is we don't have enough judges or courtrooms. I mean, why a courtroom? What could that be? Could that be in the garage?
We just built a brand new courthouse.
No,
they didn't think
about
that.
Couldn't you use like a meeting room?
I know there's some empty rooms.
You know, how about across the street? How about in the how about the vets hall there? On Yuba Street,
sure.
Nobody uses that during the day. Just open it up. You could run a courtroom in there.
Well, especially for lower-level crimes.
Yeah.
Misdemeanor crimes, stuff like that. Hey, run them through there.
Yeah. Night court with Carl.
Night court with Carl.
Carl, you'd volunteer to do that, would you?
Oh, I would do that.
You could smell guilt.
You could bring them in.
You could smell guilt.
Yeah. They come in. And what'd you do? Guilty. Yeah. Okay, move him.
Get out. Who's next?
I could set records for moving people.
Oh, yeah, no question. Problem is that on appeal would be horrible. You'd be overturned more than any judge in history.
Yeah, that's probably true. But for that period of time, they'd be off the street. Carl got overturned again. That's 42 in a row.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Carl.
Okay, Perry, what are you doing now? I mean, hunting season is kind of hot.
It's really hot. Actually, I'm prepping for, I drew a premium elk tag in Utah this year that starts on the 21st of August.
Oh.
And, it only took me 21 years to get the tag. So it's something you want to prepare for.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now...
It's archery elk?
Archery elk.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, no. I want to go early because I'd like to shoot one in velvet if there's one available.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see. But other than that, I'm taking care of the house, the dogs. My wife's down in southern San Francisco, a little town down there, house-sitting for some folks for 2 weeks. So she's got, 56 degrees and moist evenings, and I'm up here at 110.
I love that weather.
Oh, my gosh.
No wonder it's so crowded there.
A little town called Montero.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like by Pacifica, when I was a child, I lived in Pacifica, back when San Francisco was a real place instead of a bubble.
Real nice. Yeah.
Well, Linda, she thinks that San Diego in those areas like that is just the best climate in the world.
It's
if you just look at the climate, living there, she doesn't want to do that, but just live, the climate and everything. What about you, buddy? Ted?
Let me see here. Concerts with my wife, Hawaii with my wife next month. Got a lot of classes lined up when I'm not doing that. Going to be in Wyoming, 1st of October for antelope. Going to be in Montana for mule deer in the 1st of November. And then at the end of November, I'm going to be whitetail hunting Idaho. So, I'm getting pretty much lined out for that. In the meantime, I'm developing my loads and getting my binos lined out and getting all my gear laid out and trying to clean up my safe room enough to see anything on the floor because, stuff piles up in that safe room.
Mine's the same
thing. Taught a great CCW instructor course last week down at Downrange Chico. My good friends there and I put on a partnered on one.
Has everybody worked out this thing about who can be an instructor and who can't?
Yeah, I taught 15 of them.
Well, I know that,
week.
But the state finally kind of got it together.
A little bit. Okay. For the most part. And so got that going on. Just really, really busy, living the dream, man.
Yeah. Well, next month I'm heading up in the mountains and on horses and for a trail ride, a big trail ride up there with the MODOC tribal ride.
Nice.
I'm really looking forward to that. Never been on it before. It sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Should be. Are you going up into the Warners?
Yeah, up there. And,
that's going to be so fun.
Hopefully we'll be up there by a lake or something. Somebody said make sure you bring fishing gear.
Nice.
I have some little portable fishing rods that I take backpacking if you need one.
I've got one of those too.
They're awesome.
Take that up.
Heck yeah.
Everything's provided up there. We just have to bring horses and our gear, personal gear. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, what about your birthday?
That one, we're still up in the air on that one. But
I need to know. I need to put it on my calendar.
August 5th, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I don't, we were going to go up on a trail ride up there, but there's some fires up there. And, mm-hmm. Maybe not necessarily in the area you're in, but, if we get smoke. Going up with backcountry horsemen.
It's Monday after next.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
I have to.
I'll be 45.
I know, man. You go. You look good for 45. Yeah. Man. Let me tell you, you don't look a day over 25.
You mentioned MODOC, and I have to commend,
Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal.
Commend the U.S. Forest Service for this whatever rainbow coalition that they kept from going up and having one of those big events in the MODOC National Forest or the Lassen National Forest. They kept them out.
They broke them on this one. Yeah,
they did.
Because there's thousands that went up there.
Thousands, and all they do is destroy poop and stuff. Pee all over and start fires and ruin the.
Last thing is our thoughts go out to the people down over in Chico.
Yeah,
with that
absolutely.
45,000 acres, probably 50,000 by now, if not more. That fire they got.
Just getting started last week.
And it just exploded overnight.
I talked to Andrew Norwood, they're downrange, and he said they are just dealing with it. They've got all kinds of employees and staff who are evacuated. You just gotta. Well, we know. We remember how that is.
This is the sixth anniversary of car fires this week. So,
was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, heading right into that Ishii wilderness, too. So.
Yeah. Perry, how did we get a hold of Just for Hunting?
www.justforhunting.com or call me at 530-515-5682.
And, Ted, how do we do Northern Firearms Instruction? I mean, everybody should know by now. But
usgunpro.com or you can call Seth Stout.
at the same number.
530-999-1822. I got a new phone number. Call Seth. He'll get you in the class.
I call him at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he picks it up because he thinks it's an emergency. I said, hey, is Ted there? No, I got the phone. I went, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's got the new number. He's got the old number. My phone number is secret now. You guys have it, but it's secret.
So I had to, in my phone, rather than change your number, all I did was put your new number in as Theodore.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Trying to put it, my phone, would come back to me, which one, and then I'd have to look at it. But I know the 999 number, so I finally got that one out of there.
Hey, it's so nice. I'm not going to lie. It's anyway, so nice. Poor Seth.
We have to run here. And so everybody, y'all have a great day. And we'll be back tomorrow morning on Free Fire Radio. God bless America.
Bye now.